Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is always good to be in fellowship with God in His love and His peace that He has for the church. I just thank God for the understanding of His Holy Ghost. It was surely Him who sent us and let us see this day to day. Boy, I'm telling you, it's been so good to know since we turn our life around and start following the Lord. Somebody say this, what you saying? Is anybody by the sign of my voice accepted Him as the Lord of their life? He is in control. Oh, heaven knows this. Only time He's not is when you take your hands and your life from Him. So I pray that we're not doing that. I pray that we look at God in a different way. You know, I just thank God on today, Reverend Henry and his wife anniversary today. He won't be with us physically, but in spirit he will. Amen. Let's keep them in prayer. You know, he told me they going to do some traveling this morning. He's going to pray for his traveling grace. Lord God bless them and where they want to go and celebrate, you know. So we want to thank God for that, you know, for that. You know, we live up a lot of things. We should live more of the positive things, especially in marriage. You know, God put them together. And trust me, He put them together. You know, and I just thank God for His fellowship, how He takes time out and come and be with us as well, you know. Had some of my heart a long time ago about him when we first met. I knew we was family because there's nowhere to where a man going to come to your house, eat more than you do, and don't be a friend, you know. Old Rev came over and opened up the ice box and got what he wanted and ate. I said, man, what's your name? Oh, God is good, though. We thank God for the fellowship here. His family and I, we come together with love. I just ask you to keep him and his wife in prayer, you know, and God give them another year on this side together, you know. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, and we want to lift them up as well. Before we get into all of that, we want to make sure that when we pray, that anybody need prayer, we want to pray for that. If it's any special prayer, you know, we always want to spend that out, and we want to do this with love because we believe that, it might sound like an old cliche again, a family that prays together, they stays together. Amen? A family that prays together, stays together. I mean, you know, when you can get God to come in and be in your life and in your situation, not just on Sunday morning or Saturday, whenever you go to church, that you can live with God like this we do every day. I believe you're living with God, doing what you're doing, taking time out to do this here. So we got some. I was privileged to be on the Brother Woodard Dawes show last night, and Sister Mary, I believe they called it some affection or something. I had to look it up. I'm thinking she's dealing with people that's grieving. That's what it started for, and people that's grieving and need a word of encouragement, where they'll do anything that she's there to hit it off. And the question that was raised about, if I got it right, by sin. And there was question about, because she had said something about God hears a sinner, you know, then God, and then I think they misunderstood it, and it got explained real plain. Then Brother D presented some, Tam said something. She got to elaborate a little bit more, and God allowed me to say a few things. I want to touch that again a little bit because I want us to look at something over here too, make sure there might be somebody out here don't understand the Bible when we said we were born to sin. In the sacred iniquity. Yeah, that's scripture. And also, God said that we should resist that evil thing that we call sin. So we want to look at some. It was a scripture they brought up, too, last night, 1 John 5. 1 John 5. I looked at it, I believe it was 16 and 17. I want to look at that. I want to also look at Romans 7, 14 through 25. And then we want to touch that other one, John 9 and 31. That's what it really starts off with, at 9 and 31. And if not, we can go and get started. If no one don't need no prayer. All right. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of great love. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for the things you already have done and about to do, Lord. We ask you to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown, Lord. If we come to your throne of grace, we ask you, Father God, to forgive us for the things we do know and we don't know, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, while we're there, we want to thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayer, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for just taking time out and just paying attention to our supplication and our petition unto thee. We ask you right now, Father God, to prepare our minds, be able to teach it, preach it, receive it with the Holy Spirit, the understanding of your word. Lord, move right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we can do nothing without you, but we can do everything with you. Lord, we ask you to help us, Lord, as we try our best to present your love to the people that who you said are yours, Lord. So we come now, Lord. We come, Lord, asking you, Father God, to bless Reverend Henry and his wife, Lord, his sister Yolanda, Lord. We ask you to bless them, Lord, and bless them, Lord, for the years they gave you gave them on this side, Lord. And they can say today that you celebrate, or they're celebrating a whole other year, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord, for how you've been watching on them, Lord, all them years, Lord. And we just thank you, Father God, for their love for one another and their whole, and even their church family, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for even ones that are coming out that want to hear your word, Lord. We ask you, Father God, be with the sick and the shut in. Father God, there are some people wish they could even raise their hand, and they can't, Lord. Some wish they could breathe on their own, and they can't, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless today in your healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in your healing, Lord. Let your love spread abroad today, Lord. Move any evil spirit that hinders your people today, Lord, so they can feel your love, Lord, and your presence. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We're gonna look at the first scripture we're going to look at is John 9. And as we read it, and as we look at it, we want to look at it in the spirit of the Lord. You know, not saying that we're only giving you what God gives to me. You know, I'm not saying this is an absolute, but this is what I believe the Holy Spirit gave to me. And preface that you pray when we read it. The Bible says this, and it's quoted so much, you know, and it's quoted, remember I said, it'll be so much, it sounds like a cliche because it's used a lot. You know, to my, and what the original meaning for the scripture, if you don't listen to the context of the scripture, you'll mess you up because he said, no. And he said, now we know that God hears not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and do his will, him he here, help me, Holy Spirit. That thing there is very, when you read it, it's kind of vague a little bit. But boy, when you hear the understanding of that, there ought to be some understanding. So somebody said, well, I thought we were all saying. I thought we sinners and we fall short and we get down. That's correct. We are. But he right here, he is talking only to some of the ones. You have some people will have the audacity to ask God to hurt somebody. You'd be surprised what people be asking God to do, and what that is that is sin. God is not gonna cause that kind of sin in that prayer to be heard. And if you practicing that kind of iniquity, and God would cause you to not to be heard by him. But I love how he does, because he told him That's why we have to read all of it. See, but if any man be a worshiper of God, so if you worshiping in God, if you not just talking about you just sitting there praising him and only just that, worshiping go farther than just literally just worshiping our voice and singing. It's you live and it's in your heart. It shows God that he's in you. You are actually worshiping God. Help me, Holy Spirit. The word that you deposit in your heart, and you know what I'm talking about, that you lift him up, is different from what he only talking about right here. He's not talking about somebody just singing up to and lifting their hands up to him. He's talking about somebody living in their lifestyle of it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And you know what I'm talking about, because when you want to do wrong, God will speak to you, and you don't do the wrong. Now, I'm telling you right now, we're going to go to some scriptures, and you're going to see that we all fall short of the glory of God. None of us, not one of us, could sit and hold a finger at another person and say, you're just a filthy, such and such and such. God don't listen to you. I'm going to tell you something. If you sincere from your heart, God would hear from you. I wouldn't play with that edge, though. I wouldn't teach and preach and say you stay on that edge like that, because you might get pushed over that cliff. So why? There's a scripture we want to add to it. One more. And it's Romans 3 and 23. For all, Romans 3 and 23, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. Now, watch that now. Now, we take this scripture here and go back to 9 and 31. Now, we know that God hears not sinners. Then we come back over here. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, that sounds like it's contradicting itself. It really is. But let me tell you something. If we're going to go to 1 John, it's going to help us explain this a little bit more about it, because there is a sin unto death. There is a sin unto death. If you are in sin and you are willfully sinning, you wake up in the morning and you willfully doing wrong, and you have no God conscious of trying to repent of forgiveness or receiving forgiveness, you have caused yourself to do what this scripture says just right here in Hebrew. See, you know the whole scripture. I told you the scripture I'm going to read to you already, and he added this in there because it gets on top of my head. For if we sin willfully, yeah, I'm in the book, y'all. This is Hebrews 10 and 26. If we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice of sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. The book is plain. That's why we have to use the book. And when we try to witness or preach or teach God's word, we have to use the word. And when we use the word, we let the word be the one to convict. We be the word, the one to change us. Now watch this now. When we read them three scriptures now, this scripture shows you enlightenment. If you are practicing sin, if you living in sin and have no regards of anything by repenting, he said you lose the sacrifice for sin. But when he could make it so stronger, he said, when you receive the knowledge of truth, once someone told you and you believe in what you heard, now it's no more that you ignorant to it anymore. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's no more that you can say, oh, well, I didn't know. You know, if I'd have known that, I wouldn't have done that. But this letting you know that once you know it now, the truth, he said, there remains no more sacrifice of sin. So I want to say this here from the bottom of my heart. If you actually been encountered with the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, the book says it plain again. Here we go again, y'all. It says it plain again that you didn't really have it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Why is it? It says, for it is impossible Hebrews 6. I'm reading, y'all. Hebrews 6 and 4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partaker of the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said it's impossible. And have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come. My brothers and sisters, if you had any kind of way that you've been in God's presence like this, it is impossible for you to have this and walk away. Because you would not walk away. This when it comes to the point that when you've fallen short. But when you say that you don't believe in what you had just stated earlier that you believe in, brothers and sisters, it's impossible if you ever believe from the start. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit. It's impossible for you to ever believe that you have had it in the beginning. Because if you had it in the beginning, help me, Holy Spirit, if you had it in the beginning, you wouldn't walk away from it. Oh, now watch this now. So we can make this a little more plainer. You know, they brought this scripture up, so I want to go to it too. It's going to help us understand well what this scripture I just read. 1 John 5:16. Now watch this now. He said, "For if any man see his brother," it's 1 John 5:16. If any man see his brother sin, and sin which is not unto death, here y'all go now. And he should ask, and he should give him life for, look at that, for them that sin not unto death. Heavenly Holy Spirit. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he should pray for it. Oh, Heavenly Holy Spirit. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is, look at that, there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Help me, Holy Spirit. But he that is begotten of God keep himself, and that the wicked one touch him not. Help me. I'm gonna get somewhere, y'all. And we know that we are of God. The whole world lie in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us a understanding that we might know him that is true. I'm going somewhere, y'all. And we are in him, and that is true. Even in the Son, Jesus Christ, this is a true God, the eternal light. Little children, keep yourself from idols. And amen. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why I was saying earlier that a lot of folks, if you haven't read, you haven't studied, you would just go off on top of people and say something. But the scripture said there is a sin not unto death. Now, how did that happen, Brother Eric? What happened is if when once you have sinned, you can go to God and ask him to forgive you. And that is one of the sins not unto death. Only sin that we know that you can't repent from is blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, we just read about that too. You know, that's 6 and 4. And when we read about how once you had the Holy Spirit, it's impossible for you to have it and walk away from it. It went one lot of folks and said they had it and walk away from brothers and sisters. I can just speak for myself. I can't see myself walking away from God. I can see myself falling short because I'm in this flesh. I can see myself making mistakes because I'm in this flesh. But what helped me to get on up because I look at him and say, Lord, forgive me. And you should do that same thing. Lord, forgive you. He hears that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But he won't hear if you stay in it. Asking God to get you out of mess and you stay right into it. You saying it with your mouth, but your heart is not in what you're saying. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because if it's in your heart, once you ask God to stop you from doing it, you will try your best, like the scripture just said, keep your body, your whole body, away from the world. on him, the wickedness of it. Because what's happening here right now today is winning souls. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's winning souls. The Bible, not me, but the Bible tells us in Isaiah, help me, Holy Spirit, 5:14, therefore hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and the glory of the multitudes in the palm, he that rejoice should descend in it. Help me, Holy Spirit. This thing is overflowing with people going to it right now. And we see it. People on every hand are lifting their eyes up and lifting their eyes up. The head said, well, what you doing now? You're judging, you're condemning. No, my brothers and sisters. We are giving you factual. We are telling you if you living in a way absent from God, you will lift your head, your eyes up in hell. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you practicing the lifestyle of sin, you will lose the sacrifice of sin. And then let me put this in, make sure you got a good understanding. There's somewhere, I'm almost getting to Roma, right? But there's another part of Roma I want to go to before we get into one, before we can end it. I hope you're here with me. Hope you can understand what I'm saying. And in prayer, we can always go back with it. Paul says this to the Romans. Right. He says in Romans 6. Now, y'all know I told y'all scripture before. Look at all these scriptures God been adding to it now. Somebody started out the race with me. You know what I'm talking about. Romans 6. Look what Romans 6:1 said. He said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace might abide? Help me, Holy Spirit. God forbid. How shall we? Look what it said. How shall we, now watch this here now, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? No, not this now, watch this. Know ye not that so many of us were baptized in Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, therefore we were buried with him with baptism unto death. I'm in the book, y'all. That like as Christ has was risen up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also be, look what it says, walk in newness of life. Look what it says, for if we have been planted together in likeness of his death, we should be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man, help me, Holy Spirit, our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, now if we be dead with Christ, believe that we should also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead, he said, die no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died, and he died unto sin once. Help me, Holy Spirit. But in that he lived, and he lived unto God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Romans 2:10. I'm giving you Bible. I'm giving you Bible because you can probably follow and fight all what I'm going to say with my philosophizing self. But if I give you the word and read the word, verbatim what the word is, and try my best to convey what I'm getting out the word, it's up for you to try to apply it to your life. It's up to you to try to want to receive what the word says. He's telling us, once you have been in God, once God and came in and you accepted him as the Lord of your life, help me, Holy Spirit. Once you accept him as your life and you believe, as the scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, that we often quote all the time, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the heart, man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confess him made unto salvation. But the scripture says, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But there is no difference between the Jew and agree. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:9-13. Now I'm going to do something. God have given and gave his son down here for us so we can have eternal life. Not for us to do what we want to do. We call live like we want to and still serve God. There should be some conviction in your walk and my walk when we are walking this we call Christian life. There should be some things that, yeah, you're going to fall. Yes, I have fallen. And we're going to fall and we're going to fall. But it is not how you fall. It is how you get up again. For we all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. And the scripture said there is a sin unto death. But if your brother come and say to you, and I know we do, we should pray for him and point him to Jesus and ask him to talk to Jesus himself and tell him or her herself to go, I'm sorry. Help me, Holy Spirit. I am truly sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Lord. I'm not even worthy for to be in your presence right now. Lord, I ask you to forgive me. So you have to come personal with this thing. It has to be you and him. And you have to have your own word when you say to the Lord. You don't have to sound like no little guys or girls you hear say and speak and preach and teach. You can come from your own heart and tell God to help you. Young man said one time, he said, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than so. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that my bones which thou hast broken me may be joy. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Oh, yes. Psalm 51:7-12. Oh, help me. I'm just giving you a speech. I'm trying to walk with it. And I want to tell you something. I'm going to get you somewhere when we first started with that scripture, when he said he doesn't hear a sinner's prayer, but you've been listening to him. There's a bunch of sinners been praying to him on this one there. But the sinners he talking about, because somebody said, well, I thought y'all said we're sinners. I mean, we're sinners and saved by grace. Yes, but we're not, watch this here. We don't practice sin to death. We practice sin to live. Help me, Holy Spirit. We fall down. That's why Jesus came, so you and I can have an access back to the Father to when we do fall. Oh, help me. So when we do, well, I'm trying to get out here, when we do move around in his love, when we do see his grace, I want to go to this tongue twister, and this is not going to be the end, but it's going to be real close to the end, y'all. There's a tongue twister in scripture, and it's in Romans 7:14. You heard David, I don't know when you repent. I don't know how you repent, but I ask you to repent. Go to the Lord and ask God forgiveness. Even if the person that you offend, go to them first before you go to the Lord and ask him to forgive you. Watch what the scripture said. Watch closely with me now. Read along with me. Romans 7:14. It's kind of like a tongue twister here. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. I'm in the book, y'all. This is Paul writing now. Paul wrote this here. He said, for I am carnal, soul under sin. Bless y'all. Bless. He said, look at this. For that which I do, I allow not. You hear what he said? For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would that I not, look at it, do not I, but what I hate that I do. Look what that scripture says. He said, I'm doing some things. I'm lying. This thing to come over me, and I don't like it, and it's doing it. And then watch what he said. For he said, if then I do that which would not, I consent with the law. That is good. Now it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwell in me. Help me, Holy Spirit. For I know that in me there is my flesh dwelling no good thing. For to the will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. Help me, Holy Spirit. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. You know what I'm saying, man? Paul twisting it up. You got to stay with me while reading this here, man. Paul said, I find myself doing some things I know I shouldn't be doing, but I'm doing it. But it's the sin that's in me. Now, this is the man who wrote two-thirds of the Bible. That's why we had to tell you to read and study to show yourself. We're not telling you you're going to be exempt. You living in this flesh, it's going to happen. You gonna fall short. I don't care how many scriptures you read, how much you pray, you gonna fall short. But it ain't how you fall short. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's how you stay and get on your knee, whatever how you can do it, to tell Lord, forgive me. Watch how he did it. Now, let me back up and do it anyway. I'm gonna go back to 17, y'all. 7 and 17. He said, now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwell in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But the evil which the evil which I would not. That I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Help me, Holy Spirit. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me unto captivity to the law of sin, which is in my member. I want to tell you, I'm going to stop because this is going to get real good. I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, this is what we are talking about when sometimes things come up on you and you know you've been around long enough, sin is trying to take over. It's trying to take over your life, and it's trying to speak to you and tell you what you need to do and not to do. You wrestle with it, and then it's all of a sudden you're trying to do good in some kind of way. That old sin is trying to creep in, and it's trying to take over. But then he said that every man is fighting on his outward man, because the inward man is the spirit of the Lord, because it's in the heart. But the outward man is that flesh. You war against it. You're fighting to try to do right, but sometimes it wins. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, sometimes you fail and fall short. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to say it from my bottom of my heart. Hey, get back on board. Get back on board and serve the Lord. Because serving the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit, will pay off after a while. Let me do this again. But I see another law in my member, war against the law of my mind, and bring me into captivity the law of sin, which is in my member. O wretched man, help me, Holy Spirit, that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, who? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's letting you know. And you and I know that we're going to fall. So when you hear that scripture, God don't hear a sinner's prayer, then you read all these kind of scripture here, you could, I prefer that you can understand just a little bit more, that we all fall short. We all are sinners, have failed short, but we are repenting people. We repent, and prayerfully, now this is prayerfully, that once God starts delivering you and moving these temptations out of your heart, that you don't go back to it. Help me, Holy Spirit. But if you do fall back, you know, to my, now I'm telling you now, God's grace, when we heard in Romans, he said, well, God's grace will abide. Well, how long did you want the God to keep on holding his wrath back on you? Because he will turn you over to a reprobated mind. He will turn you over to the thing you love the most. If you love the sin, he will turn it over to you. If you love him and you occasionally fall, brother, he have a heart. And he look at this in his heart, knowing that Jesus died for us all. That's what our brother said. Thanks to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind of my servant, the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. You living in it. You and I are living in it. We can't be exempt from it. But what we can do is try our best to stay close to God. Try our best to keep ourselves around more positive things. And then, you know, when you do fall, get back on. You've been guilty of a lot of things. Be guilty of fighting the sin. Be guilty of fighting against what's going to make you fall short. Because, you know, we love to do this. Then let me just go back and get it anyway. Over there, 6:23 over there. If you just don't really mind, it said, for the wages of sin is death. But we don't end you right there. But the gift of God is eternal life. Look what it said, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We got hope, my brothers and sisters. But there's a reward behind that sin. It's a reward behind that sin. Don't let that reward cause you to look your eyes up in hell. Help me, Holy Spirit. Walk into the Lord. Stay with the Lord. Stay in fellowship with the Lord. And watch him work it out in your life. I thank God for the word of God. I thank him for the peace that he gives us. If I haven't said nothing to you, you have understood. We can go back over the scripture, and it's opened up for a dialogue if we want to do that too. If it's something we want to express on it. Now, if it was something I'm missing that, and you want to enlighten me under that, I just want to leave you with this, so you and I can understand that God, he don't care that for us to sit here and do what we do right here, because he know we reason in his word. He know we are trying to be faithful unto death, and unto death calls us to help one another like we're doing right now. So pray about it. If you don't have nothing to say, I'm going to do this here again. It's always open for you. If you want to speak on what we talked about today, you can hit the one button. I'll forever hold you peace in the name of Jesus. I see you, Brother D. Hello? Hello?
I am on mute again. I'm going to get it right one day. Good morning to the time. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning,
first
brother.
First giving unto God, who's true to hear my life. I just want to tell you, I'm here, and we are truly touching and agreeing this morning on singing and trying to explain to them, give them a better definition of further in-depth of it, of what it means to be a willful sinner versus a sinner. Man, I just need to understand when it says we all have sinned. You know, we all sinned. If nothing else, you came by way of sinning. So the Bible stated that there's no man born of a woman more perfect than John the Baptist, and he sinned. Couldn't find nothing else. We came in this world by way of sin. But Jesus is truly speaking of man willfully willing to sin. I just truly appreciate the definition that you've given this morning. Hopefully between yesterday and today, those that listen will have a more clear understanding of what it means to when he says there's no forgiveness, or he don't hear a sinner's prayer. You know, he don't hear a sinner's prayer. You know,
yeah.
He just, it is what it is. I mean, some gonna get it, and some not. But it is what it is. If you're practicing sinner, God truly not gonna hear you. It's just plain as the nose on your face, listen, brother. He's not gonna hear you. But if you are a sinner, saved by grace, then God will truly hear your prayer because you're not practicing. He said, the thing that I would do, I find myself doing. He was truly speaking of the sin that dwell within. That's why the war was there. The sin that dwell within. But we have to fight the sin. And we fight the sin with the word of God. So, I truly appreciate the explanation there and the expiring on it. I hope and pray that it did not fall on deaf ears. Hope and pray that those that was on yesterday tune in this morning to hear more of it. Amen. Amen. Thank Jesus. Thank Jesus. That's what we have to do. Lord, tell the Lord, thank you. Knowing that it's not Brother Eric, but it's the Lord speaking through it.
Yes.
Yes,
Martha gave us a little nugget here, right? It says, taking words.
Wait a minute, bro. Tell Aunt Martha she can stop trying. Tell Aunt Martha she can stop trying because she has superseded all her nuggets. But she said, take it to a bigger God. I just can't get it. Take it to a bigger God. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you on something now? She sent us another one. She said, taking words with us. The prophet Hosea tells us how to take the word with us and to return to the Lord. Sin strains our friendship with God, grieves God's heart, and make us miserable. But we do not need to stay estranged. When we come with the word of a genuine repentance, God he forgives us with a welcome of us back. God's grace. Is your quickened forgiveness for us? He said, literally said, God's loving welcome us when we come in to repentance. God loving welcome us when we come in repentance. So his thoughts now, when we come in, and if we say we got God in us, help me, Holy Spirit, and we feel like we didn't fail back and fall back and. And some of us know I'm talking about falling back. Sometimes it gets so deep, that you don't even want to come out. You know, it's been so bad. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm telling you, we're the place to get God to come in. Because sometimes you got to get some of us to get to that point so we can call on them. You know what I'm talking about? Because we're too proud not to call on them. We're way too proud not to call on them. So that's why you have to take the word what it is. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't try to sugarcoat the word to make you so you can keep sinning, you know. But Paul told him, he said, I find myself doing something that I shouldn't be doing, bro. That's what he said. It's in the book, man. Now watch this here. The big comeback. The big comeback. Spiritually, when we sin and fail to break our relationship with God, sidelines our service. Determination alone is not with the restoring us to the righteousness of God and usefulness in his kingdom. Kingdom, look at that. Kingdom comeback and confession as well. Help me, Holy Spirit. When we are sidelined because of sin in the path of the comeback, look what he said, he who was faithful and just to forgive us for our sin and can cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, I love that. I don't care where you at tonight, you need to hold on to this scripture. If we confess our sin, He is faithful.
He's faithful.
You got to ask him. If you don't ask him, how can he forgive you? Just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. First John 1:9. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care how you done it. You got to ask him. He's not coming to your ass, my brothers and sisters. Now, this is for someone that says something to love the Lord. This ain't for the one just staying in it and staying in it and staying in it and don't know the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what it said. To recover from a spiritual falling, we are to depend on one who gave himself for us. Help me, Holy Spirit. In that giving us hope. Christ who died for us, loved us, he loved us with the everlasting love. He will respond with grace, and we will confess our faults to him. We gotta do this now, y'all. Through confession, we can find his grace and restoration, and the greatest of all is comeback. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me. When you can do something, right? And you can go back to the one who created you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Who took you, that little mud man, that little dirt man, and you, that's all you was until he breathed in you. Then when he breathed in you, you came a living soul. That man there, I'm talking about that man there, if you have enough strength to say, Lord, and enough humility, Lord, I sin. Like Paul and David did one. I sin. But I love how he did it. He said, but I don't want you to take your Holy Spirit from me though. he said don't do that now, Brother D, don't do that. Then I love it like this here. If you don't get nothing out of the day, if you haven't got nothing to encourage you today, I want you to know, if you ain't never read that, the Bible says this: if any man see his brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, he should ask. Because what is that sin not unto death? Blaspheming the Holy Ghost? That's it. The rest of the sin is forgiven.
What I know.
So that's the only one. He said, and he should give him life from them that sin not unto them. There is a sin unto them. I do not say that he should pray for it. That's what he said now. There is a sin unto them. He said, I do not say that he should pray for it. All unrighteous is sin. And there is no sin. Look what he said. There is not sin unto them. That's what he said, right? He said, we know that whosoever born of God sinneth not. Watch this now. But he that is begotten of God keeps himself, and that the wicked one touch him not. But we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we right here today, man. We're right here today. We are right here today seeing all this wickedness around us. So I want to leave you with that note right there, let you know, if you come on in and you stay with the Lord, it's not going to exempt you from making no mistakes. It's not. I don't care how good you think you are, how perfect you think you're going to make a mistake. Matter of fact, you already made one this morning. Watch this. If you keep walking around, you're going to make some more this morning.
You're going to make some more
this evening. But we learned this here. The brother D and everybody been walking with a while. You caused yourself to just forgive. Lord, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to confess. You got to go.
You gotta go to him.
You gotta say, Lord, I'm sorry, you know. And some of the forgiveness, Brother D, is not just straight to him. You probably had to go to Eric. You probably had to go to Brother D.
Amen.
And then go to
God.
Then go to God. Don't go to me first and you won't forgive your brother. Don't come to me with that. You know what I'm talking about?
How can you love me who you've not seen?
What's
you
want
to love your brother who you see daily.
Daily.
You see your brother daily.
Daily.
You hate him. But you profess to love me. You never say me.
Well, we call this here. I like Brother Tim. I think he used to use it a lot. We call it wordsmithing. He said, you can change a word, make it mean you want me, you know. And watch this. This how they do it now, right? This is
mm-hmm.
how they've been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't say, I hate you. I just dislike you.
And you know something real. You know, that's what the word meant. When the Bible told man would do greater. See, you could never be as great as God. God was speaking of your actions, and man, you know, like you just said, man was wordsmith things. They turn things the way that make it fit him. I told him yesterday, man, I tell you, he can drink because Jesus drank. But you see what the Bible says, he made wine. I never seen where he said drink. He said a little wine is good for the belly. And so man said, oh, I can drink. See, that's what Reverend said when he said, wordsmithing. We find ourselves every day trying to turn something around to make it fit me. When we should be, and this is what the Bible said, when the Bible said it was eligible for reproof, for doctrine and correction. See, man will take that, and he try to say, well, I can correct it, but I know the Bible said you can take it and correct you. To doctor on you, to reprove you. Let the word reprove what you say. Let the word doctor on your actions. Let the word correct your actions. See, that's what it means. But you want to wordsmith it. You want to make it fit you. This is just, it's just food. Just the wrong that we do. But we're so smart. We're so smart.
Yeah, we try to be.
So my grandfather. You know what my granddad used to tell me? What my grandfather used to tell me, he said, son, he said, you're too smart for yourself.
Yeah,
and that's what we find.
Yeah.
We find that we're too smart for ourselves.
Well, brother, I think we did, if it be God's will, you know what I'm talking about? I think I got to look. God gave me something else while we've been talking. I think I'm gonna, if it be his will, we're going to travel in chapter 8 tomorrow over there. In Romans,
amen.
We're going to travel there and it be his will, you know, and enlighten a little bit more on this, you know, to my, because we don't want nobody to misunderstand us, you know, to my, it's enough word in the book to make it plain, you know, to my,
amen.
And all we got to do is just present it to the people, you know, if it be his will, though, you know, to my, he might change, he might have us doing something, but because right now we don't want nobody to leave that don't know, you know, to my, if I don't know it, Brother D know it. Brother D don't know it. Reverend Heaven know it. I don't know. It's something I don't hear. Say, man, let's look at it like this one. You know. Yeah, you're going to get something.
The Lord's going to give it to one of us. He's going to give it to one of us.
Yeah. You're one of us. Yeah.
He said he's not going to let us be ignorant. He's not going to let us look free. He's not going to do it. They need to understand. They need to understand when you say that, real. It's not us. It's not Reverend Henry. This is why God not going to let us look at me, because we are conveying one thing and one thing only to man. That's God's word. So as long as we stand on God's word, he not going to let himself look at me. I might want to tell you the truth. He not going to let himself look at me. He can't do it. He just can't do it. So one of us got to get it. He got to give it to one of us. Because we giving you him. Remember, he didn't give you himself this morning. He gave you what the 66 say. And when you hear that, God, he's just not going to do it.
He got to come because he said his word won't come back void. His word won't come back void.
It cannot come back.
That's why when the man came to him, Brother Dean said, did not I heal and demon in your name? did not I? You know, he told him, you get away from me. You working with niggas. See, when he said the word, God's word would not come.
He
said it. And you amongst his people, brothers and sisters, he's coming. He's coming. He come out of donkey. It came out of donkey one time. He said, you don't see that angel? He said, you don't see that angel? Sitting right there. Cannot come back, boy.
That's it. He just can't do that. I got to hit in the high gear.
So we thank God always for the presence of His Spirit always here, man. We thank you for your input, Brother D, and the ones who've been praying, just been listening, man. We thank you for all the faithful listeners. Hey, Martha, we thank you for your nuggets, man. We take them all the way with us, you know, and we just love with it all day long. And we just ask you to just keep us and all the people trying to lift up God, man. No matter what house they're in, if they lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and He's the advocate for all of us, that's the kind of people we want to be around. You know, we ain't want to be around people who want to be fighting and talking about He ain't God. Now, they can fight that with somebody else. We want to be around somebody to say they love God and teaching Jesus Christ. That's it. You know, and hopefully it keeps you through the day. Hopefully it keeps you through the day. That's all I have. I want to pray for when we get out of here, that if it be God's will, Brother D, if it be His will, God's plan for us to be back tomorrow. I say one thing, but God might say another thing. I just hope He give me a place in His kingdom. You know, we don't know. You told me something a long time. I've been knowing it, but if it's somebody that's on, that needs a prayer, and you leave, and you die, or something happens, it won't be because we didn't ask. Maybe you might want to hit the one button. I'm gonna do this, Brother D, and say, you want to pray for us? We receive that.
Amen.
We receive that too. You know.
Yes.
It's been a while since I heard somebody came over here and prayed for us too. But I know God.
Amen.
Yeah,
but the Lord,
keep us in prayer.
Keep us in prayer, man.
We need prayer.
Yes.
We need it, man. We need it. I'm saying we need it. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your understanding. We know, Father God, that when we open up our hearts to you, Father God, you come in and you bless us and you show us the word. And we just ask you, Father God, with all the words that went up and the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in thy sight, thy Redeemer, Lord. We thank you for the Brother D. We thank you for Aunt Martha. We thank you for Reverend and Z traveling the highways and byways, him and his wife, his beautiful wife, Lord. Thanking you for one more year of marriage, Lord. We thank you for the ones who came to took time out just to be with us, Lord. Bless the truck drivers, Lord. Bless them as they drive down these highways and byways, Lord. Then no automobile getting their way. I've been driving down highway, seeing how people be so aggressive on this highway, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Then no one hurt them, Lord. Even the ones who try to be aggressive, you know, bless it, Lord. Bless us today, Lord. Bless us to just go in this day with your love. Help us, Lord, to be more humble, Lord. Help us to be more truthful, Lord. Lord, let the word of our mouths, Lord, be always be peace with love and understanding, Lord. We love you, Lord. We believe in you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Increase in us, Lord, as we decrease, Lord. And we ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Beautiful song, brother. Beautiful song. Beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Thank you, Jesus.
Leave me beside still water.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul.
Yes, He do. Yes, He do.
Because their spirit gets wrong,
what He do.
But it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul.
Yes, he
I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me. Cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.